views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014. Number 89 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you listen to us on replay, thank you very much. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More information, www.yoandrewnts.com. Call me toll-free, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email spelled right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. It is the top of the second hour here on the program, if you're still around. Thanks for joining us. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. My father is always spectating in the studio. Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Joe Andrew. Welcome to the program. The stock market's booming. Everyone's exciting. Money's flying in the air. Yet, there is one man who says differently. Says, wait a minute, we have to go back and we have to look at it one more time. There's a big problem. And the problem is, it's not how the economy is booming, but how we're actually looking at the economy altogether. Now, we had Craig Smith, who is going to be joining us on the program, and he is the chairman of Swiss America Trading Corporation, a national investment firm specializing in U.S. gold and silver coins. He did have an emergency. And we totally understand it happens to all of us. And we hope everything is okay on his side. But we do have another man who is close friends with Craig. And he is on my phone line. He, for 25 years, editor of Real Money Perspective. He's also the author of The Great Withdrawal. Now, the newsletter, Real Money Perspective, it's a print and an online newsletter, and if you want a free copy, he'll be glad to email it to you. And his name is David Bradshaw, and he's on my phone line. David, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with me.
It's great to be with you, Andrew, and your audience, and try to sort out what the heck is going on in this crazy economy.
This morning, David, we see the stock market. We see the media really focus on the Dow. It's over 17,000, and it's hitting historical records, and investors are putting money in, and everyone's happy again. Yet you and Craig Smith think differently. But before we go into the outlook, your outlook on the stock market, what is the Dow anyway, D-O-W? They throw that word out there, and many of us don't know what it actually means.
Well, it stands for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and so really it's sort of a mythological average of all stocks that are, it originally began as the Dow 20, but that was back at the turn of the century, and now it has all new players, and it's continually kind of like shifting ground, moving around as far as who's in the Dow. Currently, the Dow, as we speak, standing at about 17,114, and of course the other stock markets, the Nasdaq, which is the technology, is at about 44.59, and the S&P, which is the Standard & Poor's 500, that a lot of people look to that as a really gauge of the market trend. That's sitting just under 2,000 at 1984, up 10 points for the day. Oil is sitting at about $105, and gold's just a bit over 1,300. So we live in a world of numbers, Andrew, and we oftentimes, you know, define our lives by these numbers. We work for, you know, so much money per day, and, you know, we have a budget that we have to live in. So, you know, numbers are all around us, but, the economy is, we think, a bit overvalued because it's based a lot of it on a central bank, which is the Federal Reserve, which has created some close to $6 trillion over the last 5 or 6 years, held interest rates at zero. And this is an artificial manipulation, some call it. We would call it that as well. And we think this is the same kind of formula that created the bubbles that we see, you know, most recently, the housing bubble. Andrew, I don't know, did that affect you at all? I mean, in your neck of the woods or in your parts of the country?
Well, we do broadcast here on the East Coast, David, and I mean, I was around 17 during that time, and I wasn't a news or political junkie like I am now, so I was one of those young guys who really didn't notice much, and my family wasn't much affected, God bless. But I remember seeing many stores going out of business, and I do remember seeing a lot of feelings coming out towards the president at that time and towards the 2008 election. And now we see that everything is starting to get a little bit better, and people looks like they might be getting jobs, but you might think differently. Right now you say that there are bubbles that are starting to become created again. If we see another side of the stock market currently going on, why isn't no one talking about it?
Oh, there are other voices out there that are saying that, you know, that this thing is a bubble searching for a pin, saying things like, you know, Wall Street traders are whistling as they walk past the graveyard. So we're not the only voices that are saying, you know, watch out. The whole nature of deception is that where you don't think it is, and where you think it isn't. And what we're saying is that cheap money from the Federal Reserve is what in many ways caused the housing bubble. Everyone suddenly could qualify for a loan. You know, houses were going up. I remember seeing a newspaper covers that said, you know, home values increasing $150 a day. Well, what does that create in a society? Like, it creates a bubble. And, you know, a lot of people were saying, hey, I don't even need to work. I'll just sit in my house. It's going up more than I could earn each day, you know? And so what we're saying is that, you know, there's a lot of fluff in the market right now. It hasn't had any meaningful correction for almost 5 years. And so the question that your audience may be asking is, well, you know, isn't it the greater fool theory? As long as people are continuing to go into stocks, won't it continue to go up? Well, it could, but it could also end very ugly. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't, you know, the Dow fell from 14,000, many people forget, down to about 6,500, you know, through the housing collapse bubble. What could happen this time? We don't know for sure. But basically, our bottom line recommendation is that people diversify their assets. You know, it's not wrong to own stocks. It's just you don't put all of your money in any one thing. And we've always maintained the Swiss formula of asset diversification, which is very simple. And it's just basically 25% in stocks and bonds, 25% in housing and real estate, 25% in cash, liquid things, and then 25% in gold. Because, you know, that way, no matter what happens in the economy, whether this stock market continues to go up to 20 or 25,000, or whether it falls back to under 10,000, you'd be covered because you have assets that move in different directions at different times. For example, the gold has moved over the last decade from about $300 an ounce to $1,300. So if you had a 25% of your assets in that, housing fell 30-40%, you would have been offset by the assets that you had in gold. So our strategy is kind of boring, but it's it is, we think, the best way to protect yourself against bubbles that form in the market. And one of the things that we cover in our latest issue of the our 32nd anniversary issue of Real Money Perspectives is entitled The Timeless Truth About Money. And I think it would be helpful to your audience because we cover some of the basic aspects of what is money. And, some people are looking at money as now these bitcoins, electronic form of money, and that's going to be the new wave of things. Other people would argue that we need to go back to a gold standard because then our money doesn't lose value. I mean, you probably have noticed, Andrew, the cost of living is going up at a quicker pace. Food, gas, education, all these things are rising. And one of the ways to offset that is to have assets that faster than the cost of living, and gold and silver historically have done that. So we cover that and much more in our Real Money Perspective 32-page newsletter. We even have a companion DVD, and I'm going to send a copy to both to you just so that you have it. And people can get that simply by calling a toll-free number, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Just say, I heard Mr. Bradshaw talking about the timeless truth about money, and I'd like to get that newsletter and DVD absolutely free. And the way that we're able to do that, or they can go online to SwissAmerica.com and click on an icon and do it through the Internet if they prefer. But the point is we've been committed for over a quarter century to educating people about the true nature of assets, asset diversification, and whether you have a small amount or a large amount of assets, you still need to basically protect it by having a balanced portfolio. And so that's our message, pure and simple. And the stocks are going to do what they're going to do. There are big players, including the Federal Reserve, that are through keeping interest rates so low, people are right now, in fact, we have a new book coming out. Next time Craig comes on, maybe he can discuss it, entitled Don't Bank on It, and it discusses the 19 major risks that are facing people who have a substantial amount of money in the bank. And so, we live in a very different world. Not long ago, you put your money in the bank and you felt secure and you were getting interest on it, and it encouraged people to save and be thrifty but today it's all a whole different world. Your money in the bank is basically losing money. They may pay you 1%, but if inflation is running 3, 4, 5, 6, 7%, you're losing money on it. So there's, and then of course there are all the cyber risks and all the other things out there. So we're just trying to help people, safely build some assets that they can put away for the future, for the next generation, and be able to sleep well at night.
Right now we are speaking with David Bradshaw, 25 years. He is editor for Real Money Perspective, a print and online newsletter, and he also is the author of The Great Withdrawal. David, where can my audience contact you if they want a copy of your newsletter, if they want to know more information about your work, a different perspective on how the economy is looking and how we're getting out of the Great Recession?
Yeah, that number again is 800, toll-free, 800-289-2646. The call is free. The information's free. We'll send out our 32-page newsletter, The Timeless Truth About Money. And the companion DVD is actually narrated by author himself, Wayne Allen Root, who has a brand-new book out also entitled The Murder of the Middle Class. He might be a good guest sometime on your show as well. But the point is that the now is the time to take steps of preparation, regardless of whether stocks continue to go up or whether they completely fall apart. If you have a diversified portfolio, then you will not be hurt one way or another. And, you know, the notion of getting rich quick, well, that's what caused, in many ways, the housing bubble, the tech bubble back in the year 2000. I mean, we have a history of bubbles because people just don't learn from history. But we're trying to teach people to learn from history so they don't have to repeat it.
David, thanks for coming on, and we hope you and Craig Smith can be on with us in the future to speak more about the stock market and other topics of the economy.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one, David. Thanks.
All right. You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
That's right. David Bradshaw. Really thank him for coming on and taking Craig Smith's place. It's really interesting how there's a whole other side. And even if you agree or disagree with that perspective, we should always allow other perspectives to come in. That's what makes our country so great. We look at the stock market, and there are many experts who are coming out and who believe that the stock market is doing well for this, this, and that reason. And I feel many of you are reading that and you're watching that, but I feel the other perspective is hiding. It's kind of fading away, and it looks like if something does happen, we should allow that perspective in a lot earlier. I always keep my eyebrows raised a bit. How is the stock market affecting you? I want your tweets. I want your Facebook posts. I want your emails. I'm going to give you my advice of how we can create progress to fixing the economy. Up next, don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. you guys, the audience. You keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the 5 signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
The economy. Always an issue. Always two sides to the conversation. War and the economy. You love the economy, you hate the economy. It's that simple. I think the economy, the reason why it creates such a issue is because it affects everyone. Everyone pays taxes. Well, we believe everyone pays their fair share of taxes. Right? Everyone does. So when you pay your fair share of taxes, if it's out of your check, whatever that may be, and you see the stock market going up and down, and you see the way the government spends money and the way they cut money, you are always going to be concerned. You're always going to be concerned because it's your money. And you're being personally affected by it. And when you're being personally affected by something, you might not have any interest in economics or money or politics. If politics gets into the conversation, you will always run in there and you got to be the first one to speak out. Many of you might be very critical. And that's what we have this program for. You're allowed to be critical at Andrew Tweet Geo. You're allowed to speak out your mind, yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. Email me. You're able to see the millions. If you haven't quit Facebook yet, facebook.com/yoandrewnts. You're able to do all these things. Now, the economy is just like Facebook, just like how we mentioned in the top of the hour. How the economy is really doing in another direction. You can speak about the economy in so many ways. You can speak about capitalism. You can speak about business ethics. You can speak about the system. You can speak about the world economy. You can speak about socialism. You can speak about supply and demand. You can speak about microeconomics. You can speak about history of money. You can speak about non-market economics. We can go through it all. We could, if you want to look at it as a broad issue. It's that simple. I feel that the economy can get better. Now, I'm throwing out my opinion here. I admit it. I'm going to throw you it out. You might have heard this before, and I'll say it again. I don't say it every week. I don't annoy you, but I will suggest it when we bring up the conversation. We need a balanced budget. I spoke about this already. I'll speak about it again. This summer only. You heard it from me, folks. We need a balanced budget. We need the President and Congress to sit down, see how much money we are allowed to spend, how much money we have to spend, and we need to sit down and create a budget. We need to also see how much extra money we have to spend. If it's natural disasters, if it's a border crisis like what we're seeing, the president asking $2.6 billion, how much money, how much contingency, in other words, asking Congress, and that's what the president would do, ask Congress, can we get this amount of money for this particular situation if it's Sandy, and we saw the whole debate on that about a year and a half ago. Am I allowed to obtain this money and use for this situation? We need a balanced budget. That's what we need. Right now, we are using the same budget, the same chart, whatever that may be. However they want to call it, chart, if they want to call it a graph, if they want to put in the little circles and put little numbers in it, doesn't matter to me. It's a budget. It's a balanced budget. A budget that balances how much money we have, how much money we can spend. Okay? Do we understand that now? Okay, let's keep going here. 2009, according to CNN, 2009 is the last time we saw a balanced budget be passed. Now, if you remember, President Obama was elected. If you remember, it was the high peak of the Great Recession. And it was starting to cool down from there. That's what we need. It's a good start. I'm not saying the balanced budget is going to solve every... Of course it won't. But it will at least help us balance how much we can spend and how much money should go into what and what, and how much money we could take if it's a disaster or a crisis, whatever that may be. Because right now, if we're on the same budget since 2009, and then you also got the sequester, the all-aboard cuts, if you remember that, that's still going on. So now you got a ton of cuts going on. And then you got a budget from 2009. And then you got a debt ceiling that the Democrats want to keep rising. That's borrowing more money. It's not how much debt we're in as a country. It's how much money we are borrowing. And of course, we're borrowing from the larger Asian markets. Look at all this going on. Now, the president and Congress were in talks of trying to get a budget going for the fiscal year, and we saw it again fail to pass, fail to get up and going, but then it was forgotten. Everything is an issue. Everything is some type of issue. What's everything? Immigration has been a very large issue. We've seen healthcare, very large issue. But balanced budgets, never. I will never see a conservative radio host speak about it for weeks at a time. I will never see the White House be pressured by reporters and by their opponents and by congressmen to create a budget. I never see it. I never see it. We'll never know why. Because I think the economy is the most important. The economy runs everything. The economy is branched down to many different issues, like I just mentioned. And when the economy is so weak, or as of right now, so displaced, disorganized, that creates long-term problems. So when Craig and many other opponents say to the Census Bureau of Statistics, the CBO, and they go to the Federal Reserve, and they go to the Secretary of Treasury, and they ask him, and they ask her, so the economy's doing better, but how do we know this is true? How do we know that this is going to last in the long term, considering we don't have a balanced budget, considering we have all board cuts into places that we might or might not agree on? We don't know where our money's going. We don't know where our money's going to. Sorry, we don't know where our money's going, how our money's being spent, and how our money's being affected around us. I'm throwing those three again. I don't have it on paper. It's in my mind. Where's my money going? How is money being used? And how my money is affecting people around me? And in this situation, Americans. I am not here throwing out an opinion no more. Now I am just trying to give some advice. If someone asks me, what would you do? I want a balanced budget. And I would sit there as long as possible until I see that it will tell Americans where their money's going, how their money's being used, and how the money's affecting people around you. And a fourth one, how your money is creating a better America fiscally. I think that's a new one. We just added a brand new one. Might as well. Tweet me your reaction at AndrewTreeGeo. Email me, yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. You want to Facebook me if you haven't quit yet. Where's your money going? How's your money being used? How your money is affecting people around you, and how your money is creating a better America fiscally? I think it's right on board. I've been saying this for how long in this program? One or what? 89th show? I've been saying this many times when we bring the stock market into play, or when we bring on a conversation of the economy and we have our one-on-one talks. Stock market's getting better. Stock market's looking all great. That means investors are looking positive on the economy, on supply and demand, on consumer spending, maybe a balanced budget in the future. I think we are on the right path if we just do very simple things. I tweeted a few days ago, bias opinion will ruin this country. It will. It will. Bias opinion meaning one thought that rules all. If one person believes what is right, persuades you that that person is right. Not that what they're saying is true, but why they believe in that thought is right. That's a problem. I'm not saying you should agree with me. This is a one-man show. You don't have to agree with me. You can turn off your dial right now. That's fine by me. You're an American. You have the right to do that. And as God is my witness, go ahead. But if you want to fix one of the top three issues in election 2012, besides jobs, jobs, the economy, one of the top three issues, jobs, the economy, it all comes into effect. The economy runs everything. We are capitalism, right? Supply and demand and competition of markets. You know, I don't know why I didn't speak about this. Oh, my God. You know, we are speaking about the economy. We're speaking about the stock market. I think we should jump in for 1 second and speak about the whole Time Warner thing. Let's run into that really quickly. the Time Warner. If you haven't heard already, Time Warner is right now, it's in this whole dilemma of who might buy Time Warner, if someone's going to merge with Time Warner. And we see Rupert Murdoch coming in, and he really wants to buy Time Warner. But if you already noticed, he buys Fox Corp. He already owns Fox Corp. Fox Corp owns Fox News. CNN is under Time Warner. He said he's willing to sell Fox News just because, you know, that they are a competitor. You're going to see two conglomerates. Do you know what a conglomerate is? If you break it up, a very large industry buying out corporations, companies, small businesses, affiliates, you name it. A media empire, some people say. We look at this, and many of us believe that this is how we could stir the economy. By merging companies together, we'll create jobs. That's hit and miss. There's a suggestion. I want balanced budgets so people want merging. It's a hit and miss. It might be a great idea. Might be one of the worst ideas. Hit and miss. You don't know. Do I believe in mergers? I think at the end of the day, I have to look at it. It depends. Then there's, of course, there's buying out. It all depends. It all really depends what you're looking at. But again, history repeats itself. Until you have it. Bell Atlantic, broken up into how many different companies? Now they're AT&T, and they're trying to buy little companies once again. When you break them up, you don't look at them. They attack it. Well, I guess the point I'm trying to make out is if you want the economy to get better, if you want to lower taxes, if you want to lower regulation, if you want to create laws to give companies the opportunity to create jobs that the president wants to do and what the Republicans and Democrats and Congress wants to do, the job makers have to cooperate. And sad how I have to say that word, cooperate, like the little children. You know what's best for the economy. You know what's best for the American people. You should not be cooperating. You should be understanding this is what's best for business. Yet it doesn't look that way. They care about their pockets. They care about their investors. And they care about their product. And that's sometimes they'll go in and out. They'll spend millions and millions on lawyers and lobbyists to get their way. To pay lawmakers to shut their mouths and to now leave a balanced budget far, far away from the table. Far, far away. No more balanced budgets. Maybe next year. The balanced budget is not going to help AT&T. It's not going to help Time Warner. It's not going to help Fox Corp. It's not going to help anybody. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase
many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll-free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the two-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
You are round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. Soul getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
It is Sound Clip of Wisdom time here on the program, and for many of you raising an eyebrow, what the heck is that Sound Clip of Wisdom? Okay, let me explain it like I always do. It's a sound clip we play to end off the program, and the clip which might share a message, might share a thought, might share reasoning. You're able to take that clip and you could speak about it off the air. When the show ends, of course, with friends, families, maybe your stepdaughter, maybe your grandson, granddaughter, whoever that may be. I always thought the pet dog also. And it's now become more of an off-air conversation where you can tweet me, email me, or Facebook me on what we speak about for the Sound Clip of Wisdom. The other day, I was flipping through the channels trying to find what to watch. Yes, Friends was not on TV at that time, so I had to find something else. And The Blind Side came on. I said, well, I haven't watched this movie in a really long time. Great movie, based on the football player where a wealthy Caucasian family took him in from a bad neighborhood, and he goes on to the high school football team, and of course they raise him, and he now gets, he now was able to have an opportunity to go out and be someone and something, get a college degree, and of course be a NFL football player. The story has become so popular, and I'm even truly inspired by it. In this clip from The Blind Side called He's Changing Me, Sandra Bullock, who plays the young woman who takes this child in and who we all think changed his life forever, she, in a scene when she's with all these wealthy women who are white and they're cracking jokes about what she has been doing with this young man, she even says this: he's changing me. And I think that's what really creates one truly amazing sound clip of wisdom. So we're going to play the clip for you, and then we're going to talk about it. Two things I think come out of this clip. Here it is from The Blind Side. Sound clip of wisdom, He's Changing Me. Sandra Bullock, who plays the mother, is at one of these fancy brunches, very expensive salads they're eating, and they're cracking jokes at her, not realizing that she is actually taking the whole situation very seriously. Here it is.
Hey, does Michael get the family discount at Taco Bell? Because if he does, Sean's going to lose a few stores.
He's a good kid.
Well, I say you make it official and just adopt him.
He's going to be 18 in a few months. Doesn't really make much sense to legally adopt.
Leanne, is this some sort of white guilt thing?
What will your daddy say?
Before or after he turns over in his grave? Daddy's been gone 5 years, Elaine. Make matters worse, you were at the funeral. Remember? You wore Chanel in that awful black hat. Look, here's the deal. I don't need y'all to approve my choices, all right? But I do ask that you respect them. You have no idea what this boy's been through, and if this is going to become some running diatribe, I can find an overpriced salad a lot closer to home.
Leanne, I'm so sorry. We didn't intend to...
No, we didn't, really.
I think what you're doing is so great. To open up your home to him, honey, you're changing that boy's life.
No. He's changing my...
Two things I got out of this clip. Not two. And it was how many who were raised by their parents, they grow up and they change the way their parents think. And many parents disagree. If a mom or a dad disagrees with gay marriage, they expect you to one day do the same. But I always remember when you turn 18, or for some, when you turn 21, you then have the right to make your own decisions. And as long as you're not harming anyone, then I don't see a problem in it. And in this particular situation, where you saw the mom who was raised by a very wealthy white family, who then takes a African-American boy in and tries to change his life and give him a future on and off the football field, it's truly amazing. Because many are stuck in that hole. Many of you probably listening, see, my mom and dad wants me to be very Christian, or my mom and dad wants me to be very straightforward on this particular issue. And at the end of the day, the only thing you're doing, what you might be doing, is hurting the relationship within yourself and creating a brand new issue upon yourself. And who wants that? I think by the end of the day, yes, we have the right. We have the right to respect each other's decision, opinion. We do. If it's mom or dad, or if it's your best friend in this situation. But I think by the end of the day, by trying to force someone to believe something, it's just going to create a brand new issue and hurt both sides a lot more. And who wants that? Who wants that? I don't know. I know you don't either. So that's one thing I see from this clip where they mention how, so what does your father think of this? Your father didn't raise you that way. Your father would be ashamed. But I think by the end of the day, the father might be able to see life changes and opinions change also. Now, of course, what we get from this clip is how someone can come into your life unexpectedly and change the way you look at things forever for good. Sometimes you need that niche, you need that climax in your life to really see, wow, my life was good, but now my life is better. Maybe some of us didn't have that niche yet. Maybe some of you already have. And these are the conversations you can have with those around you. What's your niche? What's your climax? What is one thought? What is one thing in your life that changed everything? I would love to hear what that might be. That's something I would love to hear. That would be an astonishing segment. To hear from an audience, you know, one thing that changed me, you know, what changed me is this. And some stories might be a little bit cliche. I hear it every day. The love of my life, I bumped into him at an airport and we end up talking over coffee. But this story, The Blind Side, is truly one of the rare ones that really makes a whole difference. It really does. Truly does. Why can't it? I think it's great. I think it's a great movie. If you haven't seen the movie yet, it's a great movie. And this particular scene, it really comes out two ways. How the issue you have between what a parent thinks is best or what you think it's best. And, of course, how one thing in your life could change everything about you. For the good, I hope. Not for the not for the bad. Great movie. Great clip. I'm so glad I was able to talk about it. And I'm shocked that we haven't played a clip from this movie. So I was really glad that we were able to. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my dad. I want to thank my brother. Thank you. I love you. You keep me going on every week. And we're going to keep making you proud. I want to thank both our guests tonight. Catherine Albrick. Really appreciate her coming on. And I also want to thank David Bradshaw for coming on also. Really appreciate it. Want to thank all the stations who airs our program tonight. Thanks for airing us. Keep airing us. Wayne will keep promising you great content. Want to thank both my sponsors for giving us the opportunity to be on many of these stations. And of course, I want to thank those who listen to us on the replay throughout the weekend. I know some of you are not free on Tuesday nights, but you're free now. And we really appreciate you sticking around throughout the weekend and trying to hear some information that might help you get through life a little bit easier. And I want to thank my crew. You guys are the best. You guys keep us going. Howard, Moon Summer. Howard, my phone screener. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. And of course, I want to thank you, the audience. You keep me going. You keep me going every week. Next week, we hit 90. That means we're at the 10-show mile. The number 100. Oh my God, just got shivers. I got goosebumps. I'll be back next week. End of the month. A lot of great surprises for you. and much, much more. Don't be behind. Have a good night, guys.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
You are round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ag Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.